This is episode number 2375 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's not like this guy needs any money, but if you're a Yellowstone fan, you can now stay in Kevin Costner's real-life ranch.
Oh, wow.
Two things, though.
Okay.
It's in Aspen, Colorado, not Montana.
Okay.
And it's $36,000 per night.
Wait, what? 30
and
what?
And apparently doesn't come with a bunkhouse.
$36,000? Are you sure that's a night and not a month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Who can afford that?
Oh, there's people.
And what do you need with a ranch for one night?
There's people who buy four tickets to a Super Bowl.
Well, there's...
Right?
Yeah, okay. That's true. That's $10,000.
All right, so that may sound...
I mean, it's more than that. It's $20,000.
Yeah. It may sound ridiculous, like a ridiculously outrageous price.
Yeah, right.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
But check out what it includes.
Oh, goody.
Nearly 6,000 square feet of living space on 160 acres. Now, let's see.
What are you going to do with 160 acres in an overnight?
Can you only afford one night?
What time is checkout? That's what I want to know.
Right? You'll be
Wait,
there.
Can I get a late checkout? I didn't get my 36 grand worth.
You'll be there waiting for rope drop.
I know.
Check-in time.
Yeah, really.
open. All right, so nearly 6,000 square feet of living space. 160 acres. Mm. 12 bedrooms. So I guess you could bring...
You got to bring guests. You
they
should
have
probably.
To, they have to. That's how you can afford
probably
it.
Sell slots.
Yes.
You know? It's like, here, you
exactly.
got to buy a slot so I can afford the rent.
8 bathrooms.
Oh, okay.
24/7 caretakers on site.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like there's
and
kitchen staff.
Of course, there's a baseball field.
Well, yeah, of
a
course.
A sledding hill.
Okay.
And 3 hot tubs. So it sleeps 27
Let's
comfortably.
Let's go. We could just whip up 36 grand. That sounds like so much fun.
Well, let's see. 12 bedrooms. We can work it out.
Yeah.
Because it sleeps 27 people comfortably, okay? All right, so
I need to sleep 27 comfortably. 28? No, you're out. You're out of luck.
Let's see.
28.
Here. 27 oh divided God. By 36,000 equals... Well, that's not the right way to do it.
Do you get a deal for booking multiple days in a row? Like
27.
Book two nights, get the third one free, like at Best Western or what?
It's only, if you had 27 people, it's only $1,300, $1,333
a night.
See,
that's reasonable if
that's
you get
right.
to stay in Kevin Costner's joint. I like that.
He usually rents it out during the winter months.
Smart, because it snows and it's cold.
It's minutes from downtown Aspen.
Aspen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm dumbfounded. 36 grand. But I mean, I'm sure it's worth millions and millions of dollars.
Oh,
how many
you
nights?
Know it.
How many nights a month does he have to rent it out to pay the mortgage? Like that matters to Kevin Costner.
Yeah, I was gonna say, does he really worry about the mortgage? No.
I say, let's get 26 of our closest friends and let's go.
Tim Allen was cornered by paparazzi this weekend at a coffee shop.
When was the last time he got cornered by paparazzi?
He was asked about the Pamela Anderson claim in her book that he flashed her on the set of Home Improvement
of
in the 90s,
was.
To which he has already publicly denied. And Tim said, she was a great coworker. I'll tell you that. She's a fun girl. Everybody loved her. But everybody at ABC is a little disappointed in her memory.
A little disappointed.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
All of us at Disney / ABC, really.
All of us. He said all of us. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, he's still part of the family over there.
Yeah, Pamela has mentioned in the past couple of days of press about she's doing the tour.
She's doing the tour.
About the book's launch, that she understands the situation. It would have been seen as a joke then, and she credits Tim with being a comedian first.
If it did happen, and you got to think back to 1991, seriously. Was it right? Was it wrong? Was it whatever? You know, we did flirtatious stuff in 1991 that we shouldn't do anymore. Okay, slap us on the wrist, but it was not offensive. She said she felt uncomfortable. But and she probably and yes, well, I'm going to get myself in trouble here. She should have gone to HR at Disney and said, "Hey, the guy showed me his weenie," you know. And where would he be today if she would have done that?
Well, back in the day, I doubt she would have felt comfortable doing that.
So here's something I did read about this. Okay, so somebody's dug up the fact that there was an episode of Home Improvement where Tim is wearing a kilt and he walks up to Jill, his TV wife, Patricia Richardson, and she says the kilt's a little long for her liking. So he flashes her as she wonders what's under the kilt, and he had his back to the audience. So she gets this look on her face like he's got nothing on underneath, which she says now, no, he had on boxer shorts, which he would have. I guarantee you he would have because it was Disney.
Yeah.
In terms of this backstage thing or the robe or whatever, maybe it happened. You know, maybe it did.
I don't know. I don't know. Could have not.
Yeah, maybe. But... you know, it's her word against his at this point. And so at least he's not going like, hey, she's lying, blah, blah, blah.
So she at that time, because that was one of her first roles,
She was not very famous then.
And was she already in Playboy at that time?
I think she had done a Playboy. She wasn't the centerfold. She was just a woman that was part of one of their nude things. And once she was famous, she was on the cover.
Of course.
And they did a big spread on her. But you know, she'd been in it. And you know, women did that a lot. You know,
They did.
Before celebrity, a lot of them did it. And they didn't do it necessarily for Playboy. They did it just, you know, to make money.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they were very sorry later. But anyway, well, whatever.
Some just, you know, make money. Yeah.
So Pamela's got a book out.
Yeah, she has a book out.
Yeah, or it's out today, I think, right?
She also realizes that the same activity wouldn't be tolerated in today's post-Me Too era. But in addition to the memoir dropping today, the Netflix docudrama, Pamela, a Love Story, premiered today. Pamela, a Love Story.
I might watch the documentary. I'm not buying the book.
Heck no.
With our apologies to Patricia Richardson, we already apologized to her this week. With our apologies.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we?
To Richard Karn. Why not? And
why not?
Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.